You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band, one of Dan's great groups, and you should buy that, in addition to the stuff by on Rivermont associated with Brian Wright and all that good stuff. Now, if you've got a, you know, while you still have a few dollars, it's, you know, spend it on music, because they'll never go broke doing that. Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band on Stomp Off, Blue Roses Are Far and Near. The grass is always greener. And it was, you know, it can be. And sometimes it's very green indeed. And you got to love that, too. This is Radiola. And we're green as anything. Not in the positive sense, mainly in the sense of being inexperienced and somewhat naive. And I represent that, and I'm Andy Sr. We're going to proceed now with a Burt Williams recording, originally recorded in 1910. I think this pressing was somewhat later, but it is still was stayed in the catalog quite a while, and here it is, Constantly.
There is a word called misery, and misery loves company. That's the reason why it chases me constantly. My landlord never bothered me before. Always said that my rent was show. But now he just knocks on my door constantly. Good luck, Isley, finally dies, constantly. Bad luck seeks me, meets me, greets me, constantly. Sometimes I feel like a bird in the tree, flying around so gaily and free. But it seems hard luck clips my wings for me, constantly. Once I thought I'd try, I was Spider-Man that they called Kid Knife. The man just kept his fist in my eye constantly. The fight only had about 6 rounds to go, and there I was, and I needed the dough. But the referee just kept picking me up off of the floor. Oh, constantly. Good luck, I despise me, guys. Constantly. Bad luck meets me, seeks me, greets me. Constantly. That man, he showed it have the knack of just shooting them in like the kick of a jack. When it hit me in the stomach, I'd bulge out in the back. Constantly.
I've always lived a peaceful life, I never looked for fights. I even stood for tax and prohibition. But now I'm getting peevish and I'll battle for my rights. The hold-up men have changed my disposition. A burglar leaves you something when he calls, but the bandits, I mean, have no heart at all. Oh, 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 those landlords are making a wild man of me. What's the use of working when you never save a cent? Every 30 days they come along and raise your rent. If you dare to raise a holler, you get raised another dollar. So it's better to leave well enough alone. The bathroom pipes are leaking, but no plumber can be found. By the time the landlord sends one, my poor family's swimming round. Then he sells each one a bathing suit so they can get around. Those have no feeling, dollar-stealing landlords. Oh, 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 those landlords are getting more daring each day. In another year, if they keep raising up the rent, we'll all have to move out through the woods and live in tents. The way they're dispossessing, life in jail would be a blessing. There at least they keep you warm in winter time. If you don't like it, move, your landlord tells you looking sour. The guy that owns the moving van wants 50 bucks an hour. So you stay and pay the rent because they have you in their power. Those domineering, profiteering landlords. Oh, 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 those landlords. We can't even stop them by law. The first one charges heavy rent so he can sell the shack. The next one adds on more so he can get his money back. The living they begrudge us, why they laugh at courts and judges. Pretty soon they'll charge us if we breathe the air. We used to think that janitors had lives of misery, but janitors don't even work as hard as you or me. And besides, who wouldn't clean the hallway if their rent were free? Though you'll obey us, move or pay us, landlord.
The original Indiana Five, What Can a Poor Fellow Do, 1928. Yes, what can a poor fellow do, indeed, especially when confronted with those landlords. That was Irving Kaufman in 1919. Oh, 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 those landlords. And seems like some things never change, huh? Beginning with Burt Williams, Constantly. 1910, oh yes, Constantly. Well, you have to forget your troubles sometimes, and I'm not going to say get happy, but you need to get centered. You need to get away from stuff once in a while, and some people don't like that. Some people would rather stay where there's they hear the constant sound of fire engines and things going on and loud stereos. But sometimes you just have to reset the mechanism, get out. And this is Radiola, and we're feeling good, and we just needed to do what we had to do. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to play this now. Lee Sims, in 1936 on Decca, And these Deccas sound really good. They've got a marvelous sound quality that you don't hear on some of the Brunswicks for some reason. But maybe a slight lessening of surface noise, perhaps better recording techniques, but here's Take My Heart.
Love is dead, long live love, the let's give love a friendly tear, quite sincere, and sigh goodbye. There was a dream, an intimate dream we used to share. Then I awoke and suddenly found a stranger there. Overnight I found you, and overnight I lost you. Now let's agree gracefully to sigh goodbye.
The Havana Novelty Orchestra, Paul Small on the vocal, that's that New York studio group. They were not from Havana. None of them were. This was rather serendipitous and rather strange because I wrote this playlist before we went away. At an adjoining cabin, there was a very nice lady who was, in fact, playing a mandolin. So that was Lady Player Mandolin from 1930. And I was the one who was doing all the sinning up there in my own particular way, which is not an original. They're not original sins. They're just, some would find them rather, commonplace, in fact. But most of what I was doing up there was enjoying myself, which some people find... But what can you do? You have to enjoy yourself and get away from things. But Lady Player Mandolin, and yes, playing a mandolin. What are the chances of that? Before that, the Hi-Hatters, Johnny Marvin in 1930, Overnight, and beginning with Lee Sims, Take My Heart from 1936. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior. And whatever sins I've committed in my life, I'm hoping they will either be forgiven or overlooked or ignored, whichever. But none of them are particularly mortal. I'm only hurting myself. I'm not gonna go any further than I'm still holding together. I'll back off when I see some danger. Nick Lucas, in 1928, just like a melody out of the sky, and yes, it does come out that way. Even a duck quacking sounds like that in the proper locale.
not all those lonely nights. I feel your arms around me, your kisses linger yet. You taught me how to love you, now teach me to forget. You broke my heart a million ways.
Glenn Cross and his orchestra, that was Glenn singing, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day, obviously not his theme song, but Bing Crosby's, but That was on a Perfect, so it was an Associated label. Anyway, 1931. Ruth Etting, Happy Days and Lonely Nights. I like that. Yeah, it's a very nice recording, one of her big hits of that era. And Nick Lucas, Just Like a Melody Out of the Sky. Oh, yes, very, very sweet stuff there. 1928, that's off the Brunswick. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and we're just glad to have been had a chance to find some normalcy. I'm trying to save my sanity. It may be too late for that, but at least I can fake it. And we're going to continue now with Eddie Duchin, and this set I think proceeds in an interesting manner. And why shouldn't it? Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Pete Woolery, seemed to have recorded a lot with he was a solo artist on Columbia, but he worked with Eddie Duchin. And, I guess they should put a Surgeon General's warning on it then, because love is like a cigarette.
seem to haunt me when you fascinate and taunt me. You play with fire. Tell me, when you smile, do you deceive me? Do you only mean to leave me with vain desire? Someone's love some other day may seem divine. It's such a sin to decline this love of mine. Tell me why you always seem to haunt me. If you really do not want me, don't play with fire. Ashes of love remain, gazing at a blazing fire, dreaming you are still my own. But with the coming dawn, when the fire is gone, I'll be all alone.
Jan Garber and his orchestra trying to sound an awful lot like Guy Lombardo, and I think Carmen had a hand in writing Gazing at a Blazing Fire from 1936, Russ Brown on the vocal. And yes, and there have been fires where we were, and they've been disastrous because there isn't much help for it, unfortunately, but people do what they can up there. They help each other. And we didn't gaze at any fires. We were, I was gazing at a, I was gazing at a flashlight. I don't know what, but we were doing, you know, whatever we did. We didn't, I'm not much for cooking out. We, but our cabin had a kitchen. It was very nice. We had a few things there. Before that, Bert Furman and his orchestra, Sam Costa on the vocal, Don't Play With Fire. Well, that's true, 1937. And I had to look up Sam Costa. It was not indicated on the label, being a Victor issue, but he was obviously the vocalist. Eddie Duchin, Pete Woolery, 1936, Love Is Like a Cigarette. And, you know, you've got to quit sometime. This is Radiola, and we're never going to quit doing what we do here. It's just until somebody, you know, says stop it, and then maybe we will. But I'm Andy Sr., and I'm particularly determined to keep this going. We proceed now with a quintet of the Hot Club of France. Obviously, Stefan Grappelli, Django Reinhardt, 1937, Swing Guitars.
In his trailer, he's a traveling Romeo. He can steal a kiss in Reno and a heart in Bowling Green. what it takes to do on vino, he can do on gasoline. He's a lover undercover. Stops at Lulu's on his way to visit Flo. He's a flaming torch on every porch from Jersey to Mexico. He's a gypsy from Poughkeepsie, a traveling Romeo.
Tommy Dorsey and his Clambake 7, and that's a there's a good Pee Wee Irwin is in there, and Johnny Mintz, and you know, great group of people. Edith Wright on the vocal. He's a gypsy from Poughkeepsie. I thought that was an appropriate one to follow the other one with. 1937, and yes, you get you know sometimes you just feel like getting out traveling, although some people have an ulterior motive. We don't. We just need to get away from. Get away from ourselves. You can't run away from yourself, but you can, you know, you can take a vacation. And beginning with the quintet of the Hot Club of France, swing guitarist from 1937. Very nice stuff. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and thank you so much for listening and enjoying this. I hope. And yes, we're good. Very happy here. Radiola is we're getting it. We're getting it done, too, today. It's amazing. But I needed the respite. Come back and report on it. Next week, we may have a little more stress, which may prove more interesting. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1934. But even if we do have a little more stress, here's good advice. Live and love tonight.